Yeah, it is true. Although the growth was good for 3 months ago, about 6-point-something%, but the inflation also went very, very fast. We started with the single digit. Today we are double digit to 16%, and it is very, very alarming. In fact, yesterday I was in the finance committee and with the Minister of Finance. We wanted some explanation as to why the inflation is going very fast. The price of commodities like food commodities is very, very high. Today, a kilo of sugar is about 3,000 shillings from 1,800, and so on and so forth. So we are very much concerned, and we demand a detailed explanation from the government as what measures are taking and why this inflation is going day by day.
You also demanded the government expedite action or put in measures to address the weakening of the currency in the country. Supporters are saying this was as a result of the world global economy meltdown. So this problem is not only peculiar to Tanzania, but almost every other country. What do you say to that?
In fact, we raised the same issue, and the answer was the same, but we said, no, it's not true. Not true because, as you know, Tanzania, now our mineral export, mainly gold and other gemstones, is 1.5 billion. But this figure does not happen, does not show in the export portfolio of the country. And we have been arguing, why are we exporting 1.5 billion dollars worth of gold and other minerals, while our shilling is becoming low and low? That's one. Two, if you look at the balance of trade between Tanzania and other countries, always we have a deficit on the export compared to the import. And that's another area where we are arguing with the government what our measures are taking. That's why the shilling is becoming low and low. That's the main reason. Another reason is the business of the government. Government does not make proper decision at a particular time. For example, we had the energy crisis almost 5 years now. They were not properly addressed with this energy crisis. And yet, we are spending more than 1.3 shillings we are going to spend this time just to take necessary measures to overcome the problem, but temporary and not a permanent solution. Because our doing business in Tanzania is very much different with other countries whereby they have a serious strong stock exchange market and so on and so forth, or real estate and so on and so forth. We don't have those problems like other countries. There was a world crisis, or the major crisis in the world. We were not very much shocked with them compared to other countries.
Mr. Rashid, the government has come out and says that despite criticisms leveled against it about the energy situation in the country, it has come up with policies to address them such that some Tanzanians are experiencing some relief because of their policies and promises they made during the election to address those challenges. You are denying that any significant improvements have been made. Why is that?
One of the main reasons is the corruption. Corruption still is very high. Today we have employed some companies to supply energy, and there are companies which came to do the same thing. If you see the cost of one company to the other, if you compare the cost, you find the government maybe is paying more than $200 million for nothing, just to take a company where producing they left a company which can produce heavy fuel electricity. And they take a company which would generate electricity through diesel. So those are things which are happening in the country. This corruption is very, very high still. It's not controllable. And I think those are the main reasons. And there is a lot of capital flight. That's why the shilling is becoming weak. People, because of the uncertainties of the businesses, uncertainties of the economy, they are taking the money in other countries. As you know, in Tanzania, we have two currencies. We are using dollar and shillings. It's a parallel currency. And we asked the governor of the bank, we asked the Minister of Finance, which country have you seen in this world which uses two currencies at one time? You go to your dollar in Tanzania, you buy anything anywhere you want. It can never happen in the United States, never happen in anywhere in the world. So those are the issues I think our government has not properly addressed. That's why we have this problem.
Now, so when do you expect the government to address, to come out to answer you on some of these questions you are raising in Parliament?
First of all, we will come to the committee, finance committee, on Friday, and after that, the government will make a serious note in Parliament, because we are going to ask on 8th of November, the Parliament will start And our demands are going to start from there.